it's time to take this game into overtime.
The official podcast
of the Average Joe's Sports Show
on 90.9 The Light Sports
for our generation.
We've been doing a lot of NFL this show, and the reason is because there's just a whole lot to talk about. Some major news coming across the wire with all these head coaching jobs. A lot of them have been filled. One's still on the table. We're going to break them down for you quickly. We'll begin with the San Francisco 49ers because they still have not picked a coach. There have been multiple executives, head coaches that have interviewed, and Kyle Shanahan, Josh McDaniels, and Tom Cable on the table for that job with the 49ers. I really think it's a battle between McDaniels and Shanahan. They've all been coaches before. McDaniels most notably with the Broncos, Tom Cable with the Raiders, Shanahan, he was with the Redskins. So who is the more qualified person for this job? And after 2 1-and-done coaches in a row for San Francisco, what do they need to do to try to find a long-term candidate?
Hire Mooch back? I mean, I don't know. In this situation,
well, they need a GM
first. They need a GM.
They need a GM first.
They
were, we have the list,
so
of,
ridiculous in getting rid of Jim Harbaugh. I mean, a coach that took him to the playoffs, I think, 3 seasons in a row, and then he took to the AFC Championship twice in a row, I think. I don't know. I don't know what they need. I do know that they're talent-wise, they have some players that really are good.
Some.
But for the most part, they don't have that team aspect. When you watch the 49ers, you don't get the sense that they're a brotherhood, that they're playing for each other. When I watch like the Raiders play, you got the sense that every single player on that team was playing for the person next to them. And it wasn't like a forced thing.
You need the team to buy in,
right,
essentially.
Nobody's bought in.
How much of the Colin Kaepernick controversy do you think affected their season and how it drew it out?
I don't think, honestly, mentally, that much, because you didn't see one single player or teammate go against Colin Kaepernick here.
They ended up
voting him the team MVP. So I honestly don't think that was a big problem.
So
I
think
Colin
Kaepernick played a lot better on the
end. Kelly? Do you think it was more Chip Kelly?
I think it was Chip Kelly and Trent Baalke. I don't think that GM set the precedent at all. I don't think Chip Kelly was the right fit, and I'm glad they got rid of their GM as well, because it was just a complete mess for the last 2-3 years. I mean, this whole team when it fell apart hard, and they need a complete new culture, which is why, yes, Colin Kaepernick played good, but they need just to restart.
They need to rebuild.
A rehaul of talent and culture, and that starts with the GM. They really need to pick a GM,
which is why
they're waiting.
That's where I think the most impressive move, I think, this offseason already has been Jacksonville's hire of Doug Marrone and then bringing back Tom Coughlin.
I really
as
like
president
that.
Of football operations. And the situation that does is it creates a huge vacuum of their talent and putting it into direct movement. And we saw how Doug Marrone, and you know, their last 2 games, they won handily over the Titans, who were playing really well, and then they, you know, struggled with the loss against the Colts, but it was close. In this situation with Tom Coughlin coming in there, I would not be surprised to see, you know, a complete change next season.
Well, I think for the Jaguars, they're a team I want to succeed.
They're the first team that has rebuilt correctly, I feel like.
Well, not yet.
Well, they're getting there.
Blake Bortles, unfortunately, I think he's done. Get rid of him.
Right.
This was the one year that they had the chance to kind of do something with that. I mean, you have guys like Julius Thomas, and they've really gone out. They sought the guys they wanted in free agency. They could not make it work.
Could you imagine Deshaun Watson, though, at Jacksonville?
That would be perfect.
You know how insane that team could end up?
Because they have every person
and every placement already except the quarterback.
Well, you mentioned Doug Marrone. Let's look at these. So far, 5 teams have hired head coaches. We're still waiting on the 49ers, but The Chargers, Rams, Bills, Broncos, Jaguars all have hired new coaches. Jaguars, Doug Marrone, Broncos, Vance Joseph, Bills, Sean McDermott, Rams, Sean McVay. Or excuse me, this is, yes, the next head coach. And then the Chargers, Anthony Lynn. So I want you to pick out one that you really think stands out of the crowd. Kyle, you already said that you liked Doug Marrone. Thomas, who do you got here?
So I agree with Kyle here. I think Doug Marrone, not alone, but the fact that they bring in Tom
Coughlin
with him.
He mysteriously exited from the Bills. I think he was the Bills' best shot at getting to the playoffs.
He was. He really was.
I think some. I don't know what happened with
that.
He
doesn't get along with a lot of people. Yeah. That's the thing. Doug Marrone is not a likable guy.
I think he's a good
head coach. He's a really tough guy to get along with. But
he's not a figurehead either.
But the reason why I like him here is because of Tom Coughlin. They come
well,
from the
Tom
same
Coughlin's
background.
Tom Coughlin's going to do the same thing that Parcells
has
done.
They're both Syracuse guys. They have the same philosophy here. So I don't know how much this would work out without Tom Coughlin. So the reason they have Tom Coughlin makes this a great hire. But besides that, if I had to go another one, the only one I actually like other than the Jacksonville hire is the Denver Broncos hire
Vance Joseph.
That's my number one.
Yeah.
That's my number one, Vance Joseph. If you look how calm and composed, how he took the Miami Dolphins defense, how he took a guy like Walt Akins, a guy from an FCS school drafted in the third round, made him into a star.
Our boy.
Yeah. I love what Vance Joseph has done. I think he's a very energetic coach, and I think he's like Todd Bowles, what Todd Bowles did in Arizona, but he's a more outspoken coach. He's more of a team player. He's more proactive than Todd Bowles, and I think he's going into a very good system. I think you look at all these jobs, and I think I definitely the most sought out job should be the Denver Broncos job.
Yeah,
I think Vance Joseph is a big winner, and I think they're a big winner with Vance Joseph. And look at the guys that he's gone out and got. He's got Mike McCoy. He got Bill Musgrave. Those are
Mike McCoy's
a former coach. Bill Musgrave's a former coordinator.
Well, and the only other person that I think has won this offseason so far is Wade Phillips. Going to a team with great defense already, and with what Wade Phillips has done with the Denver defense, I mean, that sets him up to be possibly one of the best defensive coordinators.
It's interesting, this trend that's going on in the NFL, though. You pick the younger coach who doesn't really have the experience.
Look what Adam
Gase did. And then you pair him with a defensive guy who's been around and who has all the experience. That's kind of the trend, is where the coach is there to be the CEO, and it's usually a younger guy now, the trend. And then you go and hire an experienced defensive coordinator who's kind of the head coach of the defense. Like he's the head coach of that defense. It's all his. They leave it to him, and then the coach is kind of just the CEO of it all.
Well, we'll see what
happens. And I like that trend.
We'll see what happens. I'm not upset with the Rams hire of Sean McVay. I don't think age should necessarily be a huge factor, considering of how much the coaching is now analytical and understanding.
I know one guy that would disagree with you at this point, Ray Lewis. I've heard a lot that Ray Lewis has had to say in the last week, and he does not like this hire.
But see, I respect 100% because there are so many. It's so hard because you have a coach who is younger than a lot of really talented players that are still playing, and you have a coach who hasn't really done a ton to make his name. I think he's a little young. And I think that he's a little inexperienced.
Yeah, he really doesn't have that experience. Right. He's only been coaching as a whole since 2008.
But I think
he's been in a senior position since 2014, offensive coordinator for 3 years.
And in that situation, I think that if he had been a offensive coordinator in any other place than, what was it, Washington? Where was he at before this? I think Washington
with
Kirk Cousins.
Yes.
Here's what might give him an X factor, though. You read about this. He's the grandson of former San Francisco 49ers GM John McVay, who kind of constructed.
He's got the bloodline.
That was the Montana era there. Led the team to 5 Super Bowl winning seasons. So he's kind of got that, in-house experience. He can learn from his grandfather.
Well, I don't doubt that he hasn't learned from it. I want to see that first move to get Wade Phillips, though. I will 100% be like, okay, that shows a lot of maturity, because that shows, for one, he's going to do what he can do, and they truly believe that he's going to help Jared Goff get to the next level. I don't believe anybody's going to be able to get Jared Goff to the next level personally. I haven't seen enough of him to be able to even say yes or no. Even in college, I didn't see enough of him to really say he was going to be, you know, this first-round draft pick Hall of Famer or anything that he hopefully is going to be for the Rams. So we'll see. I think it's up in the air. Chargers hire with Anthony Lynn. I think that's going to be interesting.
Lynn. Thomas, I know you had something to say about Anthony Lynn.
The guy was a running backs coach his whole career. And up until this year, he was the running backs coach. Well, with a good running back in Shady McCoy.
He was the reason for the offense and the Buffalo.
The dysfunction of the Buffalo Bills end up firing the offensive coordinator, and then Anthony Lynn gets promoted. And then they end up firing Rex Ryan, and then he gets promoted again. And now you give him a head coaching job?
No.
And you're moving to L.A. with this guy? I don't like that hire at all. I don't know. He's not proven at all. He's been a running backs coach pretty much up until 2 months ago. And all now you're giving him a head coaching
so
job.
So can we agree, as we conclude this segment, that Vance Joseph was the best hire?
Tied with Doug Marone.
Standalone Vance Joseph is the best hire.
But you have
with
Coughlin
Tom Coughlin, Doug Marone becomes the best hire.